Well, it has not been a good year for public safety in Harford County. Actually, within a period of several weeks at the time that we lost Corporal Licato and Sergeant Lochran, we also lost another member of the agency who had recently retired, and we lost him to melanoma cancer. Aberdeen Police Department lost two officers, one of them who was a former employee of the Sheriff's Office, and then we also lost Sheriff Ted Moyer, who was the sheriff in Harford County during the 1980s. Hmm. So when we had all those deaths within a very short period of time, it had quite an impact on the agency, had an impact on morale. It had an impact on just our attitudes and coming to work, significant impact on our mental health.
Let's talk about Corporal Licato. Tell me a little bit about him.
He was a character. He always wanted me to ride with him on patrol. I did ride with him a couple times. I would often kid that the only reason he wanted me to ride on patrol was to pick up the tab on his meals.
And did you?
I did, yeah. And he could be quite an eater. But he was a guy that he was free-spirited, loved life. He was single, and I think he enjoyed being single, but very dedicated to the agency. He was very thorough in everything that he did, and he was one who was able to establish very good contacts and relationships with people in the community.
And I understand he came from a law enforcement background. His father was a police officer in Baltimore City, from what I understand?
That's correct. His father was a homicide investigator in the Baltimore City Police Department.
What do you remember about his last day on the job? He was in the Warrant Apprehension Unit. What do you remember about that last day?
I remember for the most part what was told to me because I was not working at the time, but I know that he came into the office. We still have not been able to determine what the reason for coming in was. I personally believe that probably he had received information and a hot tip on where someone was located in Harford County that we had a warrant for. Charlie was the kind of person that if he smelled blood, he was a hound dog and he was on it. And I remember that he came into the office. I remember being told that he came into the office and also being told about the last few minutes of contact that we had with him before he died in the automobile crash.
Now, coming to the office here or coming to the office at the Southern Precinct?
His office was here.
Was here, okay. And so he wouldn't normally come into the office unless he had some reason to?
Yeah, he was off duty at the time that he got the tip. He came into the office to do some work, as I understand it, and I believe it was a result of information he had received that prompted him to come into the office. For whatever reason, it was information he did not want to leave anywhere and let it wait. He wanted to get on it right away.
So it was not. It was actually his day off that where he was killed, right?
No, he had worked earlier that day.
I gotcha. And then he was involved in an accident on his way home?
That's correct. Well, let me qualify that. We aren't sure of that either.
Okay.
He was a supervisor, so he could determine his assignments. But we aren't sure if he was on his way home or if he was in that area where the crash occurred because he may have had information pertinent to the performance of his job. We don't know.
It sounded like he was somebody where the job, he was on call. I mean, even if he wasn't officially on duty, he was on call or on the job 24/7. Is that?
He was. He loved his job, and it didn't matter to him how much time he put in. If there was something that needed to be done, he was here. This agency and this job was his life.
Yeah. Now, take me back to the morning that he was killed. It was early in the morning, like 2 o'clock in the morning, if I'm not mistaken. How did this department respond?
Obviously, as with any death, and you need to realize that when a police officer or a deputy sheriff dies, whether it's in the line of duty or not, and they die as a result of a tragedy, it is just like the death of a family member. Initial reaction on the part of the agency was shock, and then settling into the reality of the situation. But it had a very devastating effect on the agency. Charlie was very well liked in the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm. And then a few days later, at his funeral, and then a few hours after his funeral, Sergeant Loughran.
Yes, he started having chest pains, from what I understand, during the funeral. And when he went home later that day, died a short time later from a heart attack.
Tell me about Sergeant Loughran. What was he like?
Perfect gentleman, very calm and reserved, definite family man, another person that loved his job. He worked for the Liquor Control Board here in Harford County before he came here. And I can remember many conversations I had with him at the gasoline pump. He knew my hours, and he knew when I got off and when I went to work. And he always seemed to be there when I was coming in to get gas for my car. And he would always tell me, I put in my application, and I hope that you got a vacancy coming up. So he struggled for a couple of years there to do anything and everything to make sure that we knew he wanted a job here and that he wanted to come to work here. And I have to tell you, there was a lot of potential there. He was a good leader and another very popular person in this agency, and his death had a very somber, devastating effect on this agency.
It was almost like, I mean, two punches to the gut, just right back, you know,
it was
immediately.
It was. You really didn't have enough time to recover from the first death, and suddenly you get the call that there was a second one.
Have you been to Fallen Heroes Day before?
Yes.
Okay. What's it going to be like this year, knowing that two of your men are going to be, their names are going to go on that memorial over at Delaney Valley?
Actually, there are three of
three, yeah,
my people, but two of them law enforcement. One is corrections. It's going to be a very difficult day. I have always found Fallen Heroes Days, and I have been to most of them when I was a deputy sheriff and also as the sheriff. I think I've made every one of them as a sheriff. And my first year as sheriff, one of our deputies was memorialized at the time, and I escorted the family to the front and worked and dealt with the family in getting through their difficulties. That was one person. Now it's kind of like you're going to have to live this thing all over again. You've got the families that are going to be there. They are still grieving, as we would expect. And, you know, being a sheriff, it's a little bit different than being a deputy who knew these people, because you feel a sense of responsibility for your people. You always want to make sure that at the end of their tour of duty that they get home alive. I have always said the most important thing to me is that you go, that you're able to go home at the end of your shift. So in a sense, I feel as though, did I or didn't I really do my job in protecting them as best I possibly could? Not to the point where I'm blaming myself for their deaths, but it's maybe to do just one person, it's one thing, but when you've got to do two or three, I don't remember any Fallen Heroes ceremony where a police or a sheriff had three people that he was having commemorated on the wall.
Is it a cliche to say you're kind of like a father figure to? I mean, do you consider yourself that, or do I even?
Well, you know, I often describe my job to other people in that way, that you are the leader, but you're also, you know, you don't just take care of giving them what they need to do on the job. You, when there's tragedy in their families, or when their children are sick, or when there's a new baby, or when there's a wedding, you know, you get the invitations, you get the notices, you become a part of their life. And really, I don't think they view me as an equal. I think to some extent they may look at me as not only the sheriff, but maybe based on what some deputies come in here to talk to me about with issues that they have, sometimes I feel as though I am a father figure for them.
Okay.